Cesaro steps up on SmackDown. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, April 17th, 2021. A big welcome to those of you listening on WrestleMap.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Email us, desk@JustProWrestlingNews.com.
WWE.
New title challengers emerged on last night's SmackDown. Cesaro made it clear he wants a shot at Universal Champion Roman Reigns. He confronted Reigns at the top of the show. Later, Cesaro also beat Jey Uso in the main event, but this was a disqualification victory as a result of Seth Rollins getting involved. Also last night, Bayley stated that she wants to be the first to challenge the new SmackDown Women's Champion, Bianca Belair. Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode are still the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. They fought off a challenge from the Street Profits last night. Ziggler pinned Montez Ford with the zigzag. Natalya used a roll-up to pin one half of the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, Shayna Baszler. In a WrestleMania rematch last night, Kevin Owens beat Sami Zayn via countout. Zayn was on the run and looking for the countout for much of the match. Rey Mysterio surprised Otis with a crucifix to get the pin and the win. Backstage, the former Dabba Kato is now being called Commander Aziz, as he is now aligned with Apollo Crews. Last night was the first for Pat McAfee as a regular member of the SmackDown announce team alongside Michael Cole. Speaking earlier in the day, McAfee sounded humbled by the new gig.
I'm getting a chance to do something in a place that a lot of people I've looked up to for a very long time have done do alongside Michael Cole, who is, the internet wrestling community doesn't want to admit this ever, but the greatest of all time.
That clip is from Friday's episode of The Pat McAfee Show. McAfee indicated this whole deal came together within the last few weeks. Two matches announced Friday for this Monday's Raw. We're going to get Asuka versus Charlotte Flair, and for the first time ever, Randy Orton versus Braun Strowman. WWE also announced a match for Tuesday's NXT, Dexter Lumis versus LA Knight.
AEW.
Another title match added to next Wednesday's Dynamite. Darby Allin will defend the TNT Championship for a third straight week. This time, it'll be against Jungle Boy.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
On last night's New Japan Strong, the semifinal matches in the U.S. version of the New Japan Cup tournament, Filthy Tom Lawler caught Hikuleo in a small package to get the pin in one of those matches. And in the main event, Brody King beat Leo Rush. So next week, it's going to be King versus Lawler in the finals of the New Japan Cup USA tournament. The winner will also be the first to hold the Strong Openweight Championship. Back in Japan, things are starting to pick up on the road to Wrestling Dontaku. There's a show coming up on Sunday, headlined by Tetsuya Naito and Sanada versus Great Okan and Aaron Hanare. Monday's show has three singles matches on top of the card: Kenta versus Yoshihashi, Hiroki Goto versus Taiji Ishimori, and Tomohiro Ishii versus Yujiro Takahashi. And that is all to preview a never six-man title match on Tuesday's show.
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor is promising a big announcement regarding its women's division. That's coming up on Tuesday's episode of its week-by-week YouTube show. And that is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, April 17th. Our next update comes your way Monday morning. Enjoy your weekend, and please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss any of our updates. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.